It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Poway. Say good morning to AJ. How's it going, AJ? Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Get out of the studio, Tammy.
All right. Good luck, AJ.
AJ, I got five pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tammy. $100 from her San Diego County Credit Union checking account. SDCCU double payback days are back. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card, and you can win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Want to remind you, AJ, all ties go to Tammy, all right? Mickey and Minnie Mouse turned 93 last week. What's older, Mickey and Minnie Mouse or the Mousetrap?
The Mousetrap.
Gunther the Sixth is the world's richest dog, and he lives in a Miami mansion that was once owned by Madonna. So let's play the high-low game. Gunther the dog is worth $300 million. Is that too high or too low?
Too high.
Jimmy Kimmel wasn't thrilled with Sony's choices for the villains of the new Spider-Man movie, so he re-edited the footage on Jimmy Kimmel Live, this time to include himself as a villain. Of the following, who has not played a villain in a Spider-Man movie? Jamie Foxx, Jake Gyllenhaal, or Uma Thurman?
Uma Thurman.
One of the reasons Janet Jackson suffered more damage than Justin Timberlake from the Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction is because she didn't personally apologize to the head of CBS. Within 3 years, and without going over, tell me the year that this happened.
Ooh, 2000.
And finally, Tom Felton, who played Malfoy in the Harry Potter films, posted an Insta of him wearing a sweatshirt of the house that Malfoy was in while attending Hogwarts. What house did Malfoy belong to?
Harry Potter. Dumbledore.
All right, let's get Tammy back in. Tammy! AJ, I have to apologize if I sound distracted. My dog, Roger, is here today with me. And he got into some of Tammy's breakfast trash.
You know what it was? Because there was bacon in here.
No,
and he lives
him.
With a vegan.
Yeah.
And she's gone. It's like, give me some of that bacon.
Exactly it. If it wasn't going to be him, it would have been me. All right, AJ today, let's see here, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Oh. Today, Mickey and Minnie Mouse turned 93 last week. What's older, Mickey and Minnie Mouse or the Mousetrap?
Wow. Wow, I'm going to go with the Mousetrap.
Mousetrap was invented in 1894, substantially older than Mickey and Minnie Mouse. AJ went also with the Mousetrap 1-1. Gunther the Sixth, think about this if you're having trouble paying your bills off. Gunther the Sixth is the world's richest dog, and he lives in a Miami mansion once owned by Madonna. Let's play the high-low game. Mm-hmm. Gunther the dog is worth $300 million. Too high or too low?
Oh, I think it's too low.
It is too low.
Yeah. I was reading about that.
$500 million. And I'm assuming with the help of a human real estate agent.
Yes.
He put his house up on the market. Mm-hmm. So it's going to sell. How's a dog worth $500 million?
That's how his owner left it.
All right. Well, passed. AJ went with too low, or too high, rather. So it's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Jimmy Kimmel was not thrilled with Sony's choices for the villains in the new Spider-Man movie. So he re-edited footage on Jimmy Kimmel Live, including himself as a villain.
Oh, cute.
Of the following, who's not played a villain in a Spider-Man movie? Jamie Foxx, Jake Gyllenhaal, or Uma Thurman?
In a Spider-Man movie. Let's go with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal was Mysterio in the last Spider-Man movie. Uma Thurman's who we were looking for. She did play a villain, but she played Poison Ivy in a Batman movie.
Oh, that's Batman. Okay. That's
totally different universe. Hello.
Okay.
AJ knew that. So it's now 2-2. Tammy, one of the reasons Janet Jackson suffered more damage than Justin Timberlake from that Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction is because she didn't personally apologize to the head of CBS. And she's a woman.
Yeah.
Within 3 years and without going over, tell me the year that happened.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes, actual question.
93.
It happened in 2004. AJ didn't get it right either, so now it's still tied at two. And finally, Tom Felton, who played Malfoy in the Harry Potter films. Should we buzz you now, you think? Or
no.
Okay. He posted in the Insta of himself wearing a sweatshirt from the house that Malfoy was in while attending Hogwarts. What is that house?
Okay, so I know the names of some of the houses, but I have no idea which one he was in.
Okay, well, I'm impressed
that
you know the houses.
So let's go with a Slytherin.
Slytherin's right.
What?
You use the power of he who shall not be named, I believe.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? Is that from the movie?
Yeah, no, I made it up. Trust me. Anyway, AJ, we're all impressed with Tammy today. A complete guess. She gets Slytherin right. And because of that, she beats you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize today. Jessica, please tell AJ what he won.
All right, AJ, you've won a 4-pack of tickets to see KSON's Acoustic Christmas with Scotty McCreery and Chase Rice December 2nd at Saquon Casino Resort, presented by Botta Falkerson. Injury attorneys, everybody else can enter to win tickets at KSON.com.
Ooh. Enjoy that, AJ. Happy Thanksgiving to you, pal. And before you leave, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Adrian Powell, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.